We're studying from the writings of Baal Sulam, the article, The Shofar of the Messiah. Start reading?
Yes, yes, let's read and we'll see. This is how Baal Sulam, as usual, he wrote such articles made of separate items to develop it later, but he didn't. So let's read what we have.
The Shofar of the Messiah, the heading is Redemption Only Through Kabbalah. Know that this is what is meant, what it means that the children of Israel are redeemed only after the wisdom of the hidden is revealed to a great extent. As it is written in the Zohar, with this composition, the children of Israel emerged from exile. This is because at that time, there was hope for redemption. As the writing of the Zohar, which began in the days of Rashbi, was during the days of Bar Kokhba. Rabbi Akiva, Rashbi's teacher, said about him, "There will step forth a star out of Jacob." Also, after the ruin of Beitar, there was great hope.
There were all kinds of states in history that seemingly were worthy times for the end of correction to occur, but it didn't. He doesn't explain to us exactly the reasons, however, he sees that from the time of the writing of the Zohar, it was possible by the force of the light of the Zohar to already come out of exile, to emerge from exile. And he says that the writing of the Zohar, which began in the days of Rashbi, was during the days of Bar Kokhba, meaning that symbolizes this time that Rabbi Akiva, the Rav of Rashbi, he said that there will step forth a star out of Jacob. And also the ruin of Beitar, that was a great hope, which also that will bring us closer this time to the final correction. But instead of that, there was a fall. And again, we entered gradual corrections in the new exile. Okay. Next. What that happened in history 2,000 years ago.
The writing of the Zohar and concealing it. Because of this, Rashbi permitted himself and disclosed the wisdom of the hidden in his books, the Zohar and the Tikkunim. However, it was with great care, since he permitted only Rabbi Abba to write, for he could disclose with intimation. So only the sages of the children of Israel would understand, and the sages of the nations would not understand, for fear that the wicked would know how to serve their masters. For this reason, as soon as they saw that the time was too soon for Israel's redemption, they hid it. That was at the time of the sages, the Savoraim, since we find much that our sages, the Savoraim, wrote their matters inside the Zohar.
PT6.
Rav, what is for those who should know how to serve their masters? Is there some way that someone could do something against the Creator?
No, that's impossible to work in order to receive and to reach the final direction. There is no chance to do that, because that's not how the system is arranged, that they can make some profit. It's like some lottery, as if you can know the number numbers in advance and to have it in your pocket. It's impossible here. But still, it's thousands of people, many people for thousands of years were moving in the wrong direction. That's the whole thing.
I understood. So it's kind of like in the direction of helping humanity, not in another one.
Yes, of course. It has nothing to do with the Creator. Is that it? So, move on.
Disclosing the Kabbalah is the Creator's will. Indeed, it was the Creator's will that it would appear. This is why it wandered onto the widow of Rabbi Moshe de Leon. She inherited the manuscript from her husband, and he probably told her nothing of the prohibition to disclose, and she by chance put it up for sale.
This is well known, right? That it was in the 11th or 12th century in Spain. There was this Kabbalist called Rabbi Moshe de Leon. He was a great sage. And he discovered the book of Zohar. Where did he discover it? He bought this book from someone. He bought it from the widow of Rabbi Moshe de Leon. Rabbi Moshe de Leon was a great Kabbalist, and he passed away. And everything that he had went to his widow. She was a poor woman. She didn't have anything to sustain herself with, so she sold his books one by one. Books at that time were written in handwriting, and they cost a lot of money. So, when someone who was buying books, so he bought these books from her, and he discovered among them this book, a very special book, the Book of Zohar. And then he sold it to other people. And then this is how the Book of Zohar started being published. They started copying it. It sounded like a very special book. It seemed to be a special book. So that's how the wisdom of Kabbalah started to be revealed. If there are no questions, we'll continue. Heading, Israel's troubles are because of the disclosure of Kabbalah. Indeed, to this day, this matter caused many ruins in the house of Israel for the above reasons.
Meaning the disclosure of the secrets of the Book of Zohar, even though no one understood what the secrets were there and what's written there. But nevertheless, when it was revealed, a certain illumination came around from it, something in this world, and it brought forth an awakening of good and bad forces, especially bad ones, and from that actually the bad periods against the people of Israel began. Next.
The benefit from disclosing the Kabbalah, however, there is no bad without good. Therefore, this control that the nations have obtained by stealing the secrets of the Torah gave a big thrust to the development of holiness. In my assessment, we are in a generation that is standing at the very threshold of redemption, if we only know how to spread the wisdom of the hidden to the masses.
New York Free. How did the perversion of Kabbalah help holiness? Because it was used to strengthen different religions, to develop red strings, and all kinds of things like this.
No, that I don't attribute to the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can also take the tarot cards and special holy water, etc., besides the red strings and other kinds of amulets of different kinds. There's no mention of these things in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but they want to use the name Kabbalah to be associated with all those things, and there are many such things. You can take from our world many other signs and mystical things and to say that they belong to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Why? Because by that you're intensifying or growing their price. You know, that's the whole thing here altogether. And then through dissemination, you come to a state that the whole world starts to buy these things, and then from that you have a great reward, a great
USA Northwest.
Succeed with it. Northeast.
При распространении мы как бы приближаем к Кабале и чуть-чуть раскрываем и
отдаляем. In dissemination, we bring people closer to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We disclose a bit, and then we increase the distance. And then, I don't know how to say it. Where is the middle line? How to not to put too much pressure?
I don't understand what you're talking about altogether, because we don't have such a thing, what you're talking about, that we're pushing and pulling and pulling and pushing. Where are you getting this from? I don't know. We don't reject anything. We're just explaining what we can explain to a person, just like to a little child who's going to school, that it's impossible to explain everything to him. Because he won't be able to understand everything. So you explained it to him only part by, and then another part, etc. And that's it. It's not that we are confusing him. That's completely not correct. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, не очень понятно, как простое, ну,
книги,
и я так понимаю.
It's not so clear to me how such a simple revelation of a book, if I understand correctly, this book is accessible for simple people to read. So how does that draw the light, as Baal Sulam writes in the introduction to this?
Yes, even in that, there's some small illumination light that shines in the world. Correct.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, lama Baal HaSulam tolet ha-geula
Rav, why does Baal HaSulam say that redemption is because of a revelation of a book? What is a book?
The book is the means for revelation. How do you learn if not from the books?
Yes, but how does that withstand all the system of souls that has to be corrected?
But the system of souls are the vessels, and they need to receive light. By what mean will they receive the light? How will these vessels know how to be corrected, how to stand against the desire in them, and invite the reforming light, connect between them against the egoistic desire that's rejecting them from one another? This has to be written somewhere. This measure has to be revealed. The revelation appears through writing.
Beseder.
Okay.
Moscow
7.
Да, Раф, вот вопрос. Вот Байслан пишет, что...
Yes, Rav. My question is...
Чтобы она, то есть книга...
Balasram writes that was the Creator's desire that this book will go and be revealed through the widow of Rabbi Moshe de Leon, meaning he wanted it to be revealed. The question is, why are we making such an effort in dissemination as if we're going against the Creator's desire? He can also put us through some miracle into the media for the masses.
The Creator is arranged in such a way in the whole general system such that you receive the permission to enter into all kinds of vessels and channels and disclosures, etc., only so that it will benefit you in the most correct way, the optimal way for correction. That's why what happens along the way is not only without help from above, as we think, there are even great disturbances from above, as we can see and feel. And all of this is only to stabilize us. The Creator doesn't take into account the totality of humanity and who will know and who won't know. He's thinking about our correction because we are the central point of the vessel. Therefore, he's pressuring us and he's educating us and bringing us closer to the end of correction more than others. Therefore, giving us now all kinds of channels in which we will appear to everyone and bestow to everyone is completely, completely not something that goes hand in hand with the plan of correction. The plan of correction is not for you to start advertising in the whole world, in all the channels, the method of correction, and start calling upon them and telling them about the wisdom of Kabbalah and nice stories. And then some, all kinds of ways of media by actors and movies, and that's not a problem. That's not a problem. The Creator has no problem with that. The problem is how to correct the desire to receive in a person that gradually will make him want to be in order to bestow. And this doesn't come through such pressures from the media. It doesn't. And we can see that it doesn't succeed even in our world, no matter how much you do it. People think that it will help. But actually, no. It has to come from within, from the nature of man developing. And the desire in a person has to be more and more developed, more connecting with others, understanding that he has to connect with others in order to be more complex, more capable of absorbing and receiving the concept of the Creator. Therefore, it doesn't go this way. But you said it nice, yes. Why shouldn't the Creator arrange it in such a way that all of a sudden everyone will want to receive spiritual matter and begin to spread it out amongst everyone? No. There will be no correction coming from such a thing. Only more confusion. PT3.
Bala Sulam describes here times of hope for redemption that were accompanied with destructions and great disparity between the people of Israel. My question is about our times. How is this expectation for redemption should be manifested?
The expectation for salvation and how it should be expressed in our times towards us?
Yes.
In a form in which we are connecting and we define the method of correction. We see and reveal it on ourselves.
The question is, are we destined to see ideological wars, civil wars, and bloodshed?
Yes, we've seen this in the past already, where specifically against Kabbalists, there were many uprisers who wanted to harm and truly erase them from reality. Therefore, this can be in our times as well. Yet they have very little force, but it is to be awakened.
What is there in this matter of the expectation for redemption that brings people to be fanatical?
Because everyone thinks that he knows how to reach the complete redemption. Talk to anyone with all kinds of religions, faiths, different methods, and they'll tell you that they have it in their hands, that it's clear to them how they can come to corrections.
So what will be?
What will be? We will continue in the connections in the tens and in disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah to the collective, to everyone, and that's how it will be. Expand our boundaries, our borders.
But are we expected to see such phenomena with external expressions of hatred, true war of brothers?
I don't see it happening that way. It doesn't seem to happen like that, seriously. They don't have such forces anymore. They have forces, but not ideological ones. Not ideological ones. We need to truly reveal our ideology. The extent in which we want only connection between everyone above all the differences. And that only through the connection between everyone we will come to the corrected world. As much as this sounds unrealistic, but this is actually the correction.
Can that happen also between us, Bnei Baruch, this separation of the way redemption should seem?
The split?
Yes.
Why I didn't understand?
That's what I'm asking. Are we supposed to be cautious of this split inside us, in Bnei Baruch, in the manner of the understanding redemption and how it should be expressed, ideological differences between ourselves?
If we go exactly according to Bala Sulam and Rabash, it's hard to depict that it could be coming out like that. Although if we only absorb half or a quarter of what they're writing and we're building our ideology differently, even though it will be in the name of Bala Sulam, then certainly it could happen. Yes. We are all aimed more to the connection with the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone, to all the nations, including. Therefore, we have here a certain different state than there is in other, that there are in different factions that study the wisdom of Kabbalah only within Jews. And other than that, also only within Orthodox or religious Jews. We don't belong to these or to those. We belong to the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the implementation of the wisdom of Kabbalah amongst all the people. For my house will be called the house of prayer to all the nations.
Thank you.
Therefore, I don't think that there will be in us so many disputes amongst us, within us. We just need to advance all the groups, all our friends around the world to be more and more understanding and involved in the whole spiritual development. Baltia 3.
Да, здравствуйте, Раф, мировой клей. Раф, вот из предыдущей темы.
Yes, hello, Rav, worldly. Rav, about the previous subject, as if the Creator doesn't give us open channels to disseminate. I wanted to ask, how, in what does the correction of humanity depend on us?
The Creator opens for us exactly what we need. Exactly, no more and no less. We need to use what we have. More will open, more channels. We'll use them too. But don't be sorry in the fact that we don't have more of a possibility of opening ourselves and spreading it out. More than likely, our materials are not yet suitable for the broad public, and therefore the Creator is not giving us the possibility to disseminate them to the broad public. Latin 8.
Yes, querido Rab, la pregunta mía es la siguiente.
Hello, dear Rav. My question is, I'd like to know the more the wisdom becomes intellectual, the harder it becomes to disseminate it to the wisdom, to the world.
I don't think it's heavy and difficult. But if we're talking about the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's connection in our hearts, which is suitable to all. Every person in the world has that feeling, has a heart, and can develop the feeling of the heart for connection with others. Therefore, it's not difficult. We're not talking about the study of Ten Sfirot and all kinds of questions and answers from their discernments. It's possible. Of course, that's with us also coming from us, but that's for those who are interested in it and want this. The main thing for us is to aim ourselves towards the connection of hearts.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Is there a relationship between personal correction, correction of the entire system, the world, dissemination, and reshimot?
Yes, of course there's a connection between everything. Where are we?
In the title, First Benefit.
Okay.
First benefit. Apart from the simple reason of he has swallowed down riches and he will vomit them up, for this will reveal to all what is between my son and my father-in-law, and the difference between the core of the nucleus and their upper klipa, the upper shell, from which all the sages of the nations in the world peeled. This is because all the camps of Israel that have denied the Torah are sure to return to the Creator and to His work.
Meaning that throughout time, we will come to a state in which, nevertheless, people will understand the difference between the wisdoms of the world and the upper wisdom, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that it is truly upper, sublime, exalted. They'll come back to it, come close to it, because only through this they will see themselves connecting to the upper light, to the wisdom of the world. And it will happen this way. This is the one benefit from the revelation, where for the time being concealment contributes, that people develop and then are ready for revelation. And the second benefit,
there is another reason for it. We have proof that there is a precondition for redemption for all the nations of the world to acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land will be full of knowledge, as in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws and would allow them to leave.
Meaning that we must have the wisdom of Kabbalah spread in the whole world, just like it was during the time of Egypt, where Pharaoh, who knew about this and saw this and agreed with this, gave them permission to leave. That's how we are. Read it again.
Second benefit, there is another reason for it. We have proof that there is a precondition for redemption for all the nations of the world to acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land will be full of knowledge, as in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too will acknowledge the true God and his laws and will allow them to leave.
This is how we have to understand that there cannot be the complete redemption to take all of humanity out of in order to receive and reach in order to bestow, but rather only by them all knowing what's being talked about. Okay?
Latin.
Buenos días, Rav. Somos el equipo de Yeshivat Haverim del Congreso. ¿Podemos hacer una pregunta?
Good day, Rav. We are from the team of the Gathering of Friends from the Congress. Can we ask a question?
Well, if you're ready, ask.
¿Cuál es la importancia de la Yeshivat Haverim en este?
What is the importance? What's the importance of the Gathering of the Friends in this upcoming Congress?
You come in such questions in the middle of the lesson that it's not good. I'm sorry that I'm saying it this way. I understand that it's important, but we are here. Okay, we will have to stop and start with this tomorrow. So ask again.
Yes, Rav, what is the importance of the Yeshivat Haverim, the Gathering of Friends, in the Congress?
What's the importance of the Gathering of Friends altogether? We need to understand that there's nothing more important than connection. Connection, how does it take place in us? It's just like in the times of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, they would sit under the tree, friends, and learn, talk. On the spot they'd do a meal with whatever they had there to eat. And this is how
ככה היום מעבירים את החיים.
That's how they spend their life. I hope that we're in an increasing connection, and we need to add to this more and more connection, such that in the convention we need to think we make such a connection between us that never existed beforehand, and for not to be like superficial like we're used to, but rather something special. We nevertheless have done a few things during this period of time. We're connecting somewhat in a special way between us. How will we express this in the connection between us in the convention? So you need to talk about this. There's a few more days. And think how we will do the gathering of friends, also before the lessons, after the lessons, during the lessons, doesn't matter when. When will we do a gathering of friends during these 2 days of the convention in a manner that it will truly awaken all the hearts to connect? But it's very important. It's important that we will feel that we have nothing to add, and we will connect and turn to the Creator for Him to give us awakening. So our heart will expand, be more expansive and felt more, and be impressed. So we will hear in our heart what the Creator wants to give us. And then we will prepare our hearts for such a connection that it will truly be a convening, a convention of us all together. Okay? Info.
Shalom, chaverim.
Hello, friends.
Días para este congreso. Es por eso que hoy día quiero invitarlos a una actividad hermosa.
We are 3 days before the Congress, and so I want to invite you to a wonderful activity that the group from Baltia has prepared. This activity is walking on Shabbat, August
27th, 3:30.
Both in the physical congresses and in the virtual ones, we're going to have this special walk for unity. And I'd like Adonas to explain to us what are we going to do.
We're all in the mood of the Congress. Of course, you know, there will be so many special things, and one of them will be a trip. So we will all go to a trip. We will all walk together. That will be on Saturday, just before the Yeshivat Haverim that we were hearing now from friends and from Rav. And it will be really quite simple. Even more important, we will do it together, no matter where you will be during the Congress, in a group, even alone, on an inhabited island, on an iceberg. You can take a walk around this iceberg or this small island, no matter where you will be. And it will be truly an inner, very strong action. We will all see how it will go. It will take less than 1 hour, but it will be really powerful, really special. So we all invite you to take part in it. No special preparation is needed, only our open hearts and doing it together. And now I'm passing to Gilad. He has always, he also has something very important to say.
Yes, beloved friends, we're certainly already registered to the Congress. We're coming. We're so excited from this special Congress. But there's going to be something, another special thing. Our building in Petah Tikva will be open for all the activities. You're all invited, men and women, 18 and up. if you're learning with us in Kabbalah Lam, and the students of the Point of the Heart come if they have some if they have an agreement by their counselors. We're going to have meals, and it's very important to register to these meals in advance until Thursday, 6 p.m. It's very important to know that we won't be able to participate in the meals if you don't register in advance. You know, there's a nice message in Alon's room. There is no room for being spontaneous in the wisdom of Kabbalah. So for these meals we're preparing in advance, there are a lot of people on duty, there's food we're buying in advance, so we don't have room for people who come in the last moment. We're really asking you to register until Thursday. It's also a preparation for the Congress. It's also some appreciation for the ones who prepare it. If you come without notice, sadly, you won't be able to participate because you haven't prepared yourself to this special event. So this is another action we're doing together. Shimon, please.
Just friends, we don't know what kind of preparation for a meal the events department is doing. How much activity, how much buying and purchasing and preparations. And we come and we don't register. It causes the fact that we're throwing away a lot of food. We're not planning correctly. And soon we will also have a lot of meals. We'll have the meals for the holidays, community meals every week, the hummus meal. And we really want in the future for friends to take the responsibility in advance. And whoever didn't register will understand that he cannot enter the meal because he didn't register in advance. So in the future, we will have many meals, many activities, and for us to take responsibility for this.
Yes, why will this be a problem? Because the preparation requires many resources. And we don't want these meals to be more expensive. We know prices of all the products have risen lately. On the other hand, we don't want any friend to come and not to have enough food. On the other hand, we don't want to waste food, to throw food away. So it's very important to be responsible for yourself and to register on time. Then we can buy enough products. That's for the well-being of everyone.
I'm just asking that for all those people that are not in the lesson right now, please let them know as well. Share it in your tents and in all your places. All those who may not be here right now, but they should know. And then all of a sudden show up and they didn't register. And so I'm asking everyone about that. L'chaim.
Before I'll tell you about the schedule for today, I'd like to repeat a sentence Rav said previously. We'll connect and we'll turn to the Creator to give us an awakening so that our heart will broaden, will be impressed, and will hear in our heart what the Creator wants to give us. Then this will be a true Congress, a Congress of all of us together. Our schedule for today, 10 a.m., we're going to broadcast basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah recorded with Rav. At 12, we'll meet live for a lesson. Let's end with a song.
Somewhere above these racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill like it pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling. We belong, lose myself in you. You were there all along. You light the way. Away, away, away. You light the way. blinding minds. A thread of light that pulls us through the dark. A broken heart that is waiting to be
light the way.
Away, away, away.
Light the way.
Belong, lose myself in you. You were there.